Should we start doing like a cute intro? Should we start doing something like that?
Like what? Like this?
Well, it has to be audible because it's a podcast.
Oh, I'm so sorry. People I did a dance.
Know. She did a dance just so that wouldn't help people.
Sorry.
We should do a musical introduction.
Oh,
joyful,
I know.
Joyful Lord, we adore. No, that's horrible. That we won't ever do that again.
We're sorry, everybody.
We're sorry. So we'll come up with something cute. Hey, guys. Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show. Okay, we're going to start this episode like we've been doing all of our VPR episodes with a little catch up on what's been going on in the scandal of it all.
Right.
I'll start a little light just because it's kind of fun. It's just a little fun thing to note that Randall owes Jax a ton of money. I love that.
I mean, we should – are we like – I am not even surprised by that. Like when he – 50 had to call him out for owing all that money. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny that, of course, Jax would for sure have given Randall money because he was definitely Rand's number one supporter. He – it's like – when you buy into those – like your friends from high school call you for the Ponzi schemes that they are now into. Like, would you like to – like – I feel like the – or the pyramid schemes. I feel like that was Rand to Jax. He's like, yeah, if you just give me this amount of money, I'm gonna flip this and you're going to get like $20 million.
Or it was like they were making – because weren't they producing things together?
Right.
Don't you remember that?
I feel like Rand sold him this like dream – and he bought into it because, you know, he's like, yeah, this big producer, he like works with Bruce Willis. Like, yeah, I'm going to make so much. He's because Jax is that person. He just the beer cheese stuff. He just likes to do a lot of little things. But I'm a hockey coach. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or a commentator.
The beer cheese. Like, just even just saying that, like just throwing that in there, the fact that we have that, you know, the beer cheese,
like. He's always looking for a quick buck, but he's not looking for an honest buck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like Rand was like, so I have all my money's tied up in this like stuff over here, and I just need, if you could just front me, and I'll get you back.
Yeah, he was like, he bought into the dream so hard.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Hardcore. So he'll never be getting that money back.
Oh,
it's six figures
that.
According to Lala too.
And he's not going to get it back because Rand knows he doesn't have the means to sue him for it. Because suing is not easy. It's very expensive. And he, like 50, he's like, he knew he had to give that money back. That was like, he'll get got if he didn't get that money back. But Jax isn't going to do anything. Jax doesn't have the means to do anything to get it back from Rand. He will never see that money again. So bye-bye to that.
Bye-bye. So another thing that's been happening, and I don't. So this is sort of why I was like not all on the when Lala went on her thing and did the whole mm-hmm. call, send it to Daryl, that whole thing. I was kind of like this. She's veering to a place that I'm a little concerned about. And now she's going all the way down this. I wouldn't call it a hole down this path. Sorry. Of being the spokesperson for narcissism and warning against narcissistic abuse. And as I am one of the I absolutely like I know that because I found out that I have a narcissistic parent or her parent that has at least narcissistic tendencies, and I was like, oh my god, this is so mind-blowing, and I've been outspoken about that. But what I'm missing from Lala in her narrative is that she's not really taking any accountability for her part in any of it all.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of, and Pia and I talked a little bit before I hit record. it's like that bleeds into this episode too.
Yeah.
It's like we're missing the part where you take accountability about your side of things. And I'm actually kind of shocked because in the program of AA, I worked all the 12 steps personally years ago. And that was kind of my favorite part of AA is that you got to A, say, I'm an alcoholic and that's why I did a lot of those things. And here I'm going to take a bunch of accountability for what I did. And I feel like she's lacking that part.
Yeah.
So
I feel like her accountability, and I'm like treading lightly because I don't have as much experience in it. It feels like sometimes when she's taking accountability, quote unquote, it's more of justification. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, I did this, but it was just because I was drinking.
Simple.
And it's like, yeah. And that is true. And we can understand that that was due to that, but you still did it. And it had an effect on people. And you have to own that and really dive into how that and that person's still allowed to be upset with you. I think that she thinks that that means that that person has no right to be upset with them.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, and they do. Because it happened to them.
Yeah. That's exactly kind of it. And okay, we're going to keep going because I think we'll get much deeper into it when we get into the episode. I didn't anticipate how much we would see of it in the episode.
Yeah.
So we'll get further into it. The account by Wig Hello Drama. So shout out to them. They've been really putting out some great content. They pointed out that according to Schwartz, according to Kristen, who heard from Schwartz, that he found out a month ago, meaning it would have been in February. And while that's still debatable, right? We're still like, you know, could have been sooner. He's still knowing from February, he still did hang out with Raquel and invite Raquel to Schwartz and Sandy's to take that now famous picture in front of Schwartz and Sandy's that Raquel posted where she's like, just because.
Yeah.
Which is feeding the narrative that we all assumed was the storyline. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. So let's just go with what Kristen says, according to Schwartz, that he only knew a month ago with your timeline. Yeah, so it still makes you guilty because even if – I know he's – reports say that he said that – told Sandoval to tell Ariana – okay, but then your actions show that you were supporting Sandoval's decision by continuing the narrative. So therefore, you're just as guilty, in my opinion, because it's like, maybe I'm not saying I get it. It's complicated. Your business partners, your friends, you don't necessarily want to completely involve yourself. And I can understand that. But it's you don't have to then jump in with them and help them. You can just distance yourself from it. You could say, hey, guys, I won't be participating in the lie. I won't say anything. I could actually respect that. I won't say anything, but I won't be an active participant in it.
Exactly. Like that was a big decision to make to say, yeah, Raquel, come on down. Let me actually go to the post itself because she posted some of the clips where Raquel, when she was doing press, I think this was right before they went on Watch What Happens Live, you see Raquel read a text where she's like, yeah, it's a text from Schwartz where he's like, come kick it with us. Yep, that's right. So he's still very much playing into hanging with Raquel. He's not disgusted by Raquel.
And I almost feel like they were like, he was like, I'm okay with being your beard for now.
And then now to piggyback off that, when Kristen went on Nick Vial, however you pronounce his name.
Vale.
Oh.
I watched The Bachelor. That's the only reason I know.
So Kristen says on that Raquel, Tom, and Schwartz and Joe, who was Kristen's bestie for 8 years, like everyday bestie, who she no longer speaks to because of all this, they were going on basically double dates. And so, yeah. So I'll play the clip.
He says they're not. She says that's her boyfriend. She lives with them sometimes. I don't fucking know. She was my best.
What's going on now?
She's been mentioned on the show. She was my best friend for 8 years. Like my everyday best friend for 8 years. And I haven't spoken to her since July because of all of this. Over the fall, there were so many times where Schwartz, Girl Joe, Sandoval, and Raquel, the four of them, were hanging out nonstop. I just assumed it was because Schwartz and Joe are seeing each other or sleeping together, and nobody wants to be a part of that. So, like, she befriended Raquel. He has Tom. They only have these two people. But now, again, yeah, seeing it through this completely different lens, I'm like, no, the four of you are going on fucking double dates.
Yeah.
Like, he had to have known. I don't think, again, the whole time, because now we're hearing about the whole Coachella thing. Everyone said it was Schwartz and Raquel making out, and it was Sandoval and Raquel.
And it's like,
that was almost a year ago. Thing, he says they're not. She says that's
okay. Her boyfriend. Again, this is from By Wig Hello Drama. So shout out. Yeah.
That's a new development. I did not hear all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know. I think we're about to get into it. So Jamie's podcast, the timeline that is being
presented
by Rachel, by the way. So let's take that with a grain of salt, everyone. Rachel has presented this to her friend that's when it started. But I don't believe Rachel because she is a known liar. I still feel like this had to have been going on much longer than we know.
Yeah.
Much longer. I don't buy the narrative that it started after the Vegas trip. I don't.
So perfect segue. So I'm sure by now you guys already know about this, but Jamie all over, and Jamie is a very good friend, like best friends with Sheena. She had their friend Kale on. Is that how you say his name? Oh, shit. I'm an asshole. I can't.
Oh, I don't know.
It's K-A-E-L. So he was on, and he's been very good friends with Sheena, but also very good friends with Rachel. So when all this happened, he wasn't like he didn't do what maybe even Jamie did. Actually, no, Jamie even admitted. She's like, they didn't abandon Rachel right away and just like shun her. They reached out to her and they were like, what is going on? And I'm going to go through, there was a Reddit post that like gave the summary of what happened. They did not know ahead of time. And their big takeaway is that she's very smart and conniving. She's not remorseful. Rachel's, this is according to the friends experiencing it. He said that his takeaway was that she was more concerned with like how she's going to come across. And she doesn't want to be the villain. The day after Watch What Happens Live, Rachel was wondering if Sheena would be her friend again, did not mention any injuries, and said that she was wasted that night when they were out after the show. According to her, the affair started after the boys' night that we saw the beginning of this past episode. And we'll see more of the next episode, which truly makes me sick since Ariana had literally just put Charlotte down. Now, this is where we're saying we don't necessarily believe that. I feel like there had been some more flirtation happening.
Yeah, like I don't know if it was at the level that it got to at that point, but I don't think that was like, I think that they definitely had kissed at Coachella.
And he thinks they didn't. Did you hear that part?
I heard him say that, but yeah, again,
he said no hard no.
Well, wouldn't he have probably said that too if someone said this, that there was a rumor that Rachel and Sandoval were having a seventh on the fair? I'm sure he would have said hard no as well, because everyone seemed very surprised by everything.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of.
So I think that it's very possible that it could happen. I think it's kind of a little ridiculous to say hard no when you hard did not know anything about the seventh month affair. Like, I think it's very, very possible.
You know, that's a good point, because if you look at like Kristen, Katie, people who weren't that close with Sheena and Rachel, they're all totally like, I could see it happening at Coachella.
Yeah.
But the people that were really close to Rachel and Sheena, they're like in denial, I think, a little bit maybe.
Yeah. And I think that they want.
I don't blame them, maybe.
I don't blame them either. Like, I'm sure that they want to feel like she isn't a I'm not saying she's a sociopath, but like she's a really good liar, yeah. At least. And that they were so blind to it all. And I think it's easier to be blind to it when you're so close to someone because you always expect the best out of those people. It's easier for other people to see things when they don't expect much from you. Like they can, you know what I mean? Like, it's like they have like, you have rose colored glasses on with your friends sometimes and you excuse their behavior or like intentionally don't recognize some things that might be going on. And people who are not as close can see some of those things much more easily.
Okay, so further things that were brought up in it. Again, Kale does not think it started at Coachella. He was there. Rachel turned off her location sometime before Sheena's wedding. Because her
3 hours.
Because her and Sandoval were meeting up. So Sandoval at the wedding with Ariana there was also... But I think even this one actually makes me more grossed out at Sandoval than even Rachel.
Yeah. The thing is, again,
Sandoval is disgusting.
Sandoval is the one in the relationship. As much as I'm disgusted with Rachel, because she was, by the way, I know there's a misconception online. Rachel and Ariana were very good friends. Let's be clear.
Very.
They were not just co-workers, castmates. They were very good friends. So she did owe Ariana something. However, Tom owed Ariana something much more, much deeper. And so that disgusts me. Like, they were on this beautiful romantic trip. They're in Sheena's wedding together. You can't tell me that they, like, it was... He wants to say they were growing apart. Like, you can't tell me in that environment that they weren't having a great time, at least. And at least on a vacation.
Oh, and Kristen went further into it on that Nick Guys podcast about the scene that Sandoval and Ariana filmed after, like the breakup scene, essentially.
Okay. Yes.
And he really is like, you were not supportive, Ariana. We were basically, okay, I'm going to play the clip, actually, because it's fucking infuriating.
Conversation. One of the worst things is when they had to have their first conversation, and I believe this part, I'm pretty sure it was filmed, he was just gaslighting her. There was no genuine apology. He was saying how she never supports him. She doesn't validate him.
This was after...
After she found out.
Uh-huh. And he was her all the reasons why it was her fault.
Exactly.
Fucking
which sound, I mean, that is Tom to a
but it doesn't, it's not, we're not surprised.
Not at all. But for her, it was like, it made her mad, but she, then when I filmed with her, she started crying and she's like holding up her phone going, so my relationship, he's saying our relationship was that of like convenience and contentment or something, not love and romance.
Yours and his.
No, hers. Like she said this about she and Tom. And she immediately is just flooding tears, looking at her phone going, so all of these memories, all of these wonderful trips we took, all of these videos I have, all these kissing photos, this was all bullshit? One of the worst things is when they had to have that.
Can you, conversation, you fucking asshole.
He needs to rewrite history in his mind, Sandoval, in order to justify what he did and to make it okay. And again, that is a narcissist. Lala's not wrong that he's a narcissist. I just don't think that she's the person that needs to be like spearheading the campaign about it.
That's just the irony of it. Yeah, it's like, okay, hold on. Like, Lala, just tone it down just a little bit, and I want you just to do a little bit more self-reflecting, or maybe they're editing that part out of the show.
Yeah.
But it's...
Yeah. But yeah. To go back to them, Rachel and Sandoval disappearing in Mexico for 3 hours to do what they do, be disgusting. Mm-hmm. That, and everyone's there. There's so many people. There's so many opportunities to be caught, and they didn't. Goes back to... Why is it not possible that they kissed at Coachella and no one knew, even if they were there? They're very good at hiding it. Yeah. So that's just, it's just, it just, it's like, no one will really know. I don't think we'll ever really know any of the details because both of them are so desperate to come out of this looking the best that they can that they're fudging. I feel like they're fudging things. And that's why I feel like I don't believe Rachel in her telling her friend that it started in October. Because to me, that for her, if it started after filming, it wasn't this intentional, like, diabolical plot against Katie, against Ariana. It kind of – and then using – kind of weaving the narrative of, like, this – my bad or poor decision-making was the cause of what we see in tonight's episode that we're going to get into of my treatment by some of these ladies in the group. And her – like, this is deflection, in my opinion, and a way for her to come out a little cleaner in this situation than if it started all the way in Coachella.
We all – like, because we know, we've all been there where you've gotten busted doing something – and then you get an opportunity to kind of like take a little bit of the sting away. So if someone's like, what about that? You're like, no, not that part. It's like, it doesn't really help, but it helps a little. And in this case, it would help her a little to be like, well, yeah, no, it started then.
Who it doesn't help is Sandoval. But I don't think there's anything helping him at that point. And I don't think they remind me of the most. They remind me of a couple that have committed – guys, follow me on this. They remind me of a couple that have committed a murder together, like, you know what I mean? And then they get caught and then they start turning on each other. Yes. Like, they're like, oh, no, it was his fault. Like, I feel like that's going to start happening. I don't think it's going to be this, like, happy ending that they thought because of the way it came out. It might have been had it come out the way that they were going to present it, but because it got blown up and I think because both of them are narcissistic – no one they are their number one goal is to make themselves look good in this situation at any cost, and I think it could also be the cost of each other, which is why I think we see those paparazzi photos of Sandoval in the early breaking of this news going to Rachel's house, because he's like, I don't need her to turn on me. Like, I need to figure out how to, like, not have her turn on me. And I feel like she's now not in the state. She's at her parents in Florida. And I feel like now she's, like, I feel like she's, like, trying to figure out, like, how she can come out of this looking good. So I'm actually interested to see if they will be together at the reunion the more time they spend apart.
And they did kiss on camera. That is confirmed.
They did, but then she just went to Florida, and I feel like her family is not like, I feel like her family is just concerned about like her, and the separation of her and Tom and stuff like that could, I don't know. I feel like if she stayed in LA, he had a better shot. But like now that she's in Florida, I don't know. Like now I'm a little like, I don't know. I think it could be a possibility she turns on him just to save face.
Okay. I never thought I'd say this, but Olive and June has officially converted me to an at-home nail gal. I have not been to the nail salon since I partnered with them. I've saved hundreds. Probably like as soon as I'm done recording for the day, I'm going to throw another set of pressies on. That's what we call them here at Olive and June, okay? We call them the press-on nails. We call them pressies. Okay. But the thing that they're the most known for is their Olive and June Mani system. It's everything you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. You can customize it with up to 6 polishes. This polish does not chip. It lasts up to 7 days or more. And when you think about it, that breaks down to $2 a manicure. That's insane to me. Olive and June factors in the health of your nails. At a nail salon, the way they take off a gel set, it's like they want to hurt your hands and they don't care at all about the damage they're causing. And I know some of you are saying, I would love to do my nails at home, but I can't do whatever your non-dominant hand is. Well, you haven't met the applicator yet. The poppy, that's what they call it. The shape of it, a kid could use it. I don't recommend letting your kid use it, but a kid could use it. But now, see, remember, I'm a press-on nail girl because I would go to the salon for the Gel-X set. I don't have time to go to the salon anymore. I'm putting out more episodes than ever. I barely have time to run an errand. Oh, that reminds me. I have to. Okay. See? Barely have time to get anything done. So I don't have time to go sit in a salon, and my guy was always running late anyway. These press-ons look just like a Gel-X set. They are a fraction of the cost, and these do not damage my nails to the point where my I'm still recovering. With the press-on sets, they actually come with the nail strengthener that you put on your nails before you put the glue and before you put the press-ons. They are not, they love your nails at Olive and June, unlike nail salons where I feel like they kind of hate your nails. They just want you in, they want you out. And you have a manicure in less than 10 minutes. So visit oliveandjune.com/ssbravo for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/ssbravo for 20% off your Manny system. Dude, so everyone's been telling me to go to the doctor about this mole that looks a little weird. And I don't know if you guys saw, but Tamra Judge has been very outspoken about getting her moles checked. And I guess she had a bunch of them that were abnormal and precancerous. So now I'm all paranoid because that's what I do. And I went to see the doctor about it, and it took forever to get an appointment. So I waited quite some time to get that appointment, went in, and I felt like they barely took the time to really look me up and down. They looked first, they just wanted to look at the one mole. And I even had to be like, do you want to look at the rest of my body to make sure, like do a full mole check? And they were like, oh, okay. Kind of annoyed. What the hell? On ZocDoc, you would find a quality doctor who focuses on you, listens to you, and prioritizes your care. What was I thinking not going through ZocDoc? ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. There's no more of that like doctor roulette or trying to like scour the internet to find reviews. With ZocDoc, you got it all in one place, so that you can connect and find your favorite doctor that you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. Go to ZocDoc.com/SheSpeaks and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/SheSpeaks. ZocDoc.com/SheSpeaks. Another thing is, so she does say that he recorded that FaceTime without her knowledge, which then made Kale be like, well, that's not cool. Like, right. That's not, like, that's absolutely a violation. If this is the kind of guy that he is, this isn't the person you want to be with. Because first she's like, we're in love. And he's right. Like, but he did that? Like, that's not cool. But then he's thinking that he's like, I don't know. I feel like his instinct is that she's just saying that now as like a tactic. That's right. His instinct, which is kind of what I'm thinking.
Same.
That's my instinct on it too. Because then she's like, well, when I think about it, I know he's not the one.
See, I'm saying she's looking for an out, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite is that this person, WaveWriter123 on Reddit, wrote, a guy named Nima ghosted Rachel around the time the affair started.
Okay. Whoa.
That's Nima from Shaw's
of Sunset. Nima, she was, yeah, I do remember hearing that she was hooking up with Nima from Shaw's.
Nima did confirm to me directly that he dated Raquel. For anyone who doesn't know, I dated Nima in high school for two, well, actually it was longer than 2 weeks. I can't go into that story right now.
The connections, man.
The connection. I can't even get into that story right now. Rachel is concerned. This is just more of the.
Oh my gosh, Rachel slept with your man too. That's fucked up.
I'm just kidding. I'm
just Rachel. She is just everywhere. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I should tell that story one day. I should just tell Nima, like, Nima, if you don't tell me the whole fucking story about Rachel, I will tell everything to my listeners.
Blackmail. I love it.
Blackmail. Yeah, totally. Rachel was always concerned about how Lala felt about her.
I can see that.
I don't remember that part though.
What do you mean?
I don't remember that part from the podcast.
I do. I remember hearing that.
What did he say?
I think that just what you just said. Like, it wasn't, I don't think that they like dwelled on it. I think that they just kind of said it. She's always care, like she tries to act like she doesn't care what Lala says, and I think we kind of see it in this episode, but it affects her.
Okay. One thing he did point out was that as he's one of those like trained fighter guys, and he's like, I've seen many a black eyes, and I've seen many a people like having had a punch thrown at them, and that is not what a punch thrown at them looks like. It's like you're much more happens to your face. And they also pointed out that like Sheena couldn't even make a fist with her nails, and that's what I've also been thinking.
I didn't even think about that.
I've also been wondering that, because having had long nails myself, it's really hard to make a fist with long ass nails.
I was trying to do a fun thing, like if the claws don't fit, you must quit.
I'm gonna edit that out.
I was trying something. Okay.
She tried something, you guys. She tried.
But honestly, like,
yeah, no, like
she really can't do it.
If anyone's had nails on, you know that like it's hard to like do a lot, so you can't make a fist because Sheena does have those long ass nails.
I think we've gone through what we think happened. I've seen other people have the similar take on it. Yeah.
Since she was wasted.
Yeah, I think it was.
That
I think,
totally tracks that she was like knocked off her because like Sheena grabbed her phone. And she was like, yeah. Oh my God, she punched me.
I think it was a complete accident. And she is exaggerating the events that happen. And it's so annoying, though. It's like, because she gets her way right now because she's lying. So this might affect our MFing reunion. And it's making me so mad.
I just wish they would, like, reschedule the reunion for after the court date.
Right. I do, too. Because, like, to me, it wouldn't make a difference. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would still do the Zoom thing if it was, like, yes, the restraining order is granted, right? Because it would still be the same setup, right?
Yeah, and I doubt the restraining order would be granted.
Right. I feel like they have a better chance of being able to get everybody in the room if they just waited a week. And
yeah.
But I don't know if we have time to talk about it just quickly, but did you watch What Happens Live with Katie? And
did I watch it? Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry. What was the guest's name?
Danny Pellegrino.
I'm sorry. I didn't know who that was. Can you give me a because I kind of wasn't.
I can't wait to get him on the podcast. He's one of my dream guests. He's like an icon in the podcast community. He's truly everything. I love him.
He was like so good on Watch What Happens Live. Like I was gagging. I didn't even get to finish it because I like was trying to watch it before we did this. And I'm actually going to rewatch it because he was so good.
I've watched it twice too.
I was like living because he was, you know what it is? He was asking Andy all of the questions that I wanted to ask Andy. And when he was like asking Andy, like, so the reunion, like,
and he's like we got it. I'm like
But I loved that he was like no, that's fucking fine, you got it, but like, and everyone in person, I love that he tried to get that in. These are the people that I need to like help Andy with the reunion, because I'm like, this is the shit I need. Like the way you're asking questions is like exactly how I would ask a question. Like these are all the hard hitting questions.
I didn't have time, but I'm going to put watch what happens live, Katie, Danny, and Andy appreciation post together, because that episode was amazing.
Yeah,
it was like. It was so amazing.
I have so much more fun with Watch What Happens Live when the other guest actually is a Bravo fan, personally.
Agreed.
Because then they know, like, and I don't get me wrong, I love when celebrities are on, but I like, there are plenty of celebrities who watch Bravo, as we've seen, like big celebrities. So like, I don't know. It's just more fun. Like, I guess I still have a bad taste when Iggy was on, because she's really like, I'm like, she was a mess and ruined my whole episode with James.
James did a great job, though, man. Like,
he did.
He really handled that perfectly, because he was kind of like, I hate when the because it's Watch What Happens Live and it's just like on Bravo. I don't like when our Bravo Leb is in the second chair.
Right.
It's like, if you're going to have a celebrity on, then don't have another Bravo Leb on and have them sit in the second chair. It's kind of like, it's an insult.
I agree. She didn't even know what the hell she was. Oh, God, I can't get down that.
It was a mess. But Danny was excellent. The perfect guest for this episode, because I was very let down by LVP's appearance, because she was there to perform and do her like LVP one lines. And we were like, no, we're here for the scoops. We're here for the like emotion. We're here for that. And Katie, it's like Andy has so much respect for Katie after all these years of being on the show. And you can tell he's really proud of her for leaving leaving Schwartz. Like, he has a top-notch level of respect. She knows how to go on Watch What Happens Live now. She's clearly such a pro. Mm-hmm. She's a good work ethic, you know? And she probably because she was just on. I don't know if this was like a new, like they were like, Katie, you got to come back. Because I don't know if they normally do this.
No, I think that they were like, we will be having every Vanderpump Rule castmate on until the season is over every week. You guys will be flying out.
Yes. And she shows up in that sheer thong underneath.
I was like, yes,
and
Katie.
Her booty looked amazing.
Kate, I'm really happy for Katie, honestly.
Amazing. Like, she looked fantastic. And Danny was who's this super fan of the show, but he... Like, Danny is everywhere. Like, Danny's everything. Like, mm-hmm. when I get the guts to ask him to come on the pod, it'll be an amazing day. And I hope he says yes.
I hope he says, I'm sure he will. He seems like a really down-to-earth.
He's a very amazing person. Like, he responds to everybody. He's so, so sweet. But I feel like we'd be best friends. I just really do.
Because I kind of, like, when I started the episode, I didn't get the intro because I was, like, running around my apartment. But then I, like, started listening and I was like, who is this guy? Like, I've just unfortunately
he's
never
so good
heard of him. So now I'm, like, obsessed with him. Now
his
I'm going to
podcast is called Everything
him.
Iconic. I mean, you could just start searching Danny Pellegrino and it'll come up. But
his name is even great.
He's amazing. He's been on, like, Drew Barrymore's show. Like, he's really good friends with all the celebs. Everyone loves him. He's just one of those, like, lovable human beings. Like, everyone loves Danny.
I feel like I would have such a good time with him. Yes. I had such a good time with him on the show. I wanted more of him.
I love that he was sick and did a rewatch of Vanderpump Rules just coincidentally before any of this came out. And then this came out. So he's like, oh, my God, I'm rewatching it. So I love that he had those references to pull. Katie does not think that Schwartz called the Paps, because it felt so set up. When Schwartz was at the airport and that paparazzi was like interviewing him, because it was like Schwartz, because he's like answering all these stupid questions. He's like, it seemed like he was aware they were going to be there and he's like answering everything, but she doesn't think he did. She was just like, he's just an idiot, basically.
I tend to agree with Katie.
I'll go with that too. She knows him better than we do, so I'll go with that.
I met Schwartz one time in person and chatted with him. He chatted with me and Sean because we were at Sir and we were sitting in like the lounge, and then he shared our seat and he was like, hey, I feel like he's just one of those people who will chat with anybody.
Yeah. Even you paparazzi. Know what I mean?
Like, yes, even paparazzi. Like, I think, and that's why I think Katie's like, you don't have to come. He's like, I could see, and that, and I think that's something that we've seen with Schwartz. Like, that's not something that's like out of character for him to just be kind of stupid and overshare.
Right. Someone wrote in, like, who are we going to hook Ariana up with? Who in the Bravo Leb universe? What guy? And Danny goes, or girl. And then he's like, what about Katie? I'm like, and I like Katie was like, well, you never know. She didn't like recoil or anything.
Yeah.
But then Danny goes, or how about they just be alone for a while? And I was like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Honestly, I don't want Ariana to get with anybody in the Bravoverse. I want her to.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, no one in Bravo.
I don't.
No one in Bravo.
Last week I said I would like her to be with Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
I want her to, like, I just want her to get someone that's just, like, a, like, just, first of all, she's in the league of Jack Harlow, but just, like, someone who's just so, like, 20 million steps up from Sandoval. Because. Yep. Part of me, I'm very petty. Like, a part of me is just like, that would piss him off so mm-hmm. much. But also, she deserves it. She deserves to be with somebody that's as cool as her, mm-hmm. that is just on her level. And Sandoval was not ever on her level, ever.
Yeah. No one in the Bravoverse.
No, I don't. I was thinking of that when the question, I was like, there's no. Not one single person that I think deserves Ariana in the Bravoverse, whether mm-hmm. they be single or not. Like,
no, you know? Reality TV people, period.
No, I don't. Yeah, that? I don't know reality people. I want her to, like, I don't, a nice businessman, I don't care. It's just someone that's not, yeah. just not in the Bravoverse or yeah. in reality TV.
Yeah. Katie does not think that the affair goes all the way back as far as the James proposal. I don't necessarily think the affair goes back to that, but I think some flirtations and like hints and things were going on.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm like, I'm rethinking everything. Like, I don't think, the thing is, I am not going to talk in fact at all. I feel like anything's possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that Tom probably was having affairs even before Raquel. So, like, it would be you know what I mean? So, it would be very plausible that he would be flirtatious with Rachel during her time with James or during her engagement. Not this, and that doesn't mean that Rachel at the time was necessarily like taking the bait or reciprocating, but she may have been aware.
Yeah. Let's get into the recap, huh?
It's so funny. We haven't even gotten into the recap because there's always just, there's so much information.
I know. It's like we have to do like a full, it's like this is practically a bonus episode in and of itself.
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know how you felt about this episode, but I kind of wanted, I was talking it through with some of my other friends, and which I'm happy I did, because I feel like I was able to watch this episode in two ways, as it was before Scandoval, and as it is now with the layering of Scandoval.
And so that gave very complicated.
Yeah. So it gave me two different like feelings. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually. Yeah. I like, I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so exhausted after recapping Summer House, where that's like so nuanced and there's like so many ways to like fucking talk about it and go around. It's like, this is just, it's getting so exhausting. So Pia and I already talked about this. We may end up on like two different pages at some points, but we're just going to present our angles, our sides. There's a yeah. million different things. So,
and I have no idea what she's going to say. Like, sometimes I have an idea of, cause like sometimes we can't help but voice note each other yeah. about certain things. We try not to do too much so we can save it and be, it's more like super organic, mm-hmm. but we were radio silent on this. So yeah. I have no idea what you're going to say.
Yeah. And it's like, it just, it ebbs and flows throughout the whole episode, but it was just like, there was so much to dissect. A lot of things caught me off guard too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we start with like, there's Rachel's stumbling out of the elevator and her confessional continues to like irritate me. She's like, Rachel now is wild and free and single and fun. And I want to like celebrate that so much with her. But even if I didn't know about Scandoval, I would still be getting such strange energy from it. Like, what is this? Just feels so. I just, when people aren't rooted in their truth and like authenticity, I can pick up on it and it makes me uncomfortable.
So I agree with that. If it wasn't for Scandoval, I would probably be a smidge more empathetic toward her in the beginning part of this episode. In the beginning part. Because it would be still, I would be thinking of her still trying to navigate her breakup with James, and she's doing it on camera and she's using alcohol as a way to do it. So it would be like, I'm watching a sad woman use alcohol to cover her pain if this was not the Scandoval.
You know what I want to do right now? Okay, let's put ourselves in this scenario, actually. So we go on a girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you and Sean, because you're practically married, let's say you guys have broken up.
Okay.
This is going to be your divorce party, girls' trip. Okay. Woo! Girls' Ooh. Trip.
Yeah.
And our friend Bailey no, that's just too close. Another friend of ours had already been like, Sean, do you want to make out?
I'm already mad.
Uh-huh. But you decided to forgive her because another friend was the one who kind of like told her she should do it.
Okay.
So you've forgiven her. But that night we're on this girls' trip. That night when we went out, that friend decided to, when we went out to dinner, and I was like, oh my God, this server is so hot. This server is so fucking hot, so my type. I need to get some because it's been forever. I've been in a really fucked up relationship for years. I finally got out of it. It's time for me to do some flirting. Then we go to the club afterwards and we're out. And turns out by the end of the night, that girl that tried to make out with Sean ends up making out with the guy I thought was hot. Now that chick is wasted, warming up food, spilling that food. I feel like I would actually hate her.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing is,
Now that I just played that scenario out, because I didn't do that until right now.
No, I actually could. The thing is, I saw both sides' perspective right away. I felt like Rachel at like, this is me pretending like I don't know anything about Scandoval, by the way. Taking it out of the equation.
Yeah, taking it out.
Taking it out of the equation.
That was me not even knowing that was happening.
Right. Rachel is, in her mind, she's just single and she's just like, the whole point of the trip is to meet guys. So she's like, that's what I did. And I'm drunk. And I thought this was the trip that we're getting drunk on. She didn't read the room. She didn't read the vibe. She, whatever. And for Katie, at least, if I could also jump into her skin and be like, this is so annoying. Like, this is my trip. I have like, this is about my divorce. And she's just, it's just the Rachel show. And it would be very fucking annoying to me. Then the Lala part comes into it.
I don't even know if it would be annoying. Wouldn't you be like, this chick's a shady fucker?
No, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm being light with it, but no, yes. I completely saw why Katie was like getting agitated with her. But the problem that happened for me was the Lala part of it.
Yes, yes. We will move to the Lala part. But I feel like now I'm getting more of why, because the way they approached her was tough.
Yeah.
But Katie, I was like, Katie probably feels like she's like, who is this person that's on a girls' trip and is willing to swoop?
Yeah.
Like, there were other guys you could have flirted with.
I think that the antennas are starting to, because she's given this pass to Rachel, right, at this point, which I don't think I would have,
right?
To be honest. But Good for Katie. She has growth and she is much more mature than I am, because that would not be me. She wouldn't be on the trip. But she really wouldn't be. We wouldn't be in the situation because she wouldn't be on the trip.
Yeah.
But she has let her on the trip. And the thing is, I think for Katie to see her do that, even though she didn't do anything to Lala, but it's just the idea of like, you're doing this again. Mm-hmm. So this is who you are.
Yeah.
It's like now Katie's antennas are starting to really go up here. She's like, and she's trying, and I see Katie in this moment really trying to find any remnants of empathy for her, but she keeps digging a hole for herself.
And like, Katie's, she always drunk. Does.
And Katie is drunk.
She's slurring. Yeah. She goes, why are you like this? I'm like, that's maybe not the way to word it.
I mean, I thought it was a little funny, though, because she's drunk. She's like, she's just like, it's like one of those things where you can't figure out an eloquent way of saying it. She's like, why are you the way you are?
Yeah. I'm like, why are you like this?
And so funny. It's just like, I think it was a genuine question. It's like, why do you do these things
like this? And Lala lets her off the hook, though, and does say, like, I did give her the green light. I said she could. It's not like she didn't check in with me. But it is kind of even odd that she would check in with me, because I have made it very clear at the restaurant. I thought he was cute. Always thought he was cute. I'm flirting with him. I'm hitting it off with him here at the club. You're not even having a conversation with them. I'm talking about my kid going through a divorce, showing my pictures of my kid. And then now you're like, it seems like you guys are really hitting it off. And so I stepped back so she could go do that.
Yeah.
And then Lala says, but I will say, you drinking, I would never trust you around my man. And I think that is going to sound, there's three of them lined up facing her. I feel like that's gonna feel very aggressive.
Oh, I agree.
And Raquel, all wasted, was speechless. And I feel like she, as much as it was a fucked up line, I feel like she felt like she wanted to finally have a comeback.
Yeah.
And came up with a comeback.
Yeah.
That was savage.
Yeah.
But
the problem is you can't be a one savage line person, because you have to have a follow up. You're tangoing with someone who is reckless with the mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lala, you say that to her and then she's going to say something. What's your next move? And you don't have one.
Yeah. Like, it's like, what? Okay, so here's what I wish had happened. I wish when she said, you drinking, I would never trust you around my man, I wish Raquel had gone, wait, hold on. Is that how it feels? Is that how I'm coming across? I wish that had been her instinct. Because then it would have been like, oh, wait, hold on. Is that how you guys are perceiving me? Because that's not good.
Yeah.
As opposed to, well, I mean, but she was drunk, and I almost want to give her a pass. But it also, now that we know what we know.
Right. That's my problem. It's like, if we didn't know.
Oh, fuck.
That's the thing. What happened just there wouldn't make me be like, fuck Rachel, right? I wasn't going to write her off of that. But now the layering, the scan of all on top of that, it changes everything.
Because it does. Truly, who does do what she did with Oliver?
See,
that's
now,
fucking shady.
So the thing is, it's so hard, because in that time when no one knows everything that was actually going on with the Sandoval, and then we knew she had a flirtation with Schwartz. So we had, it's two things can be we can write it off, but like three things now, if you put Sandoval into it, is a pattern. So like, now this is just what you do. You do this. Like, you are what Lala is saying. You like to compete with people. You find something about taking something away from another woman appealing. I feel that's only justification I can come up with. Like it just feels like she, like, it, again, like going back to when I was like, when Katie's crying and like expressing she doesn't want her to make out with Schwartz, it just feels like it made her feel like, ooh, I'm winning. Ooh. Instead of like more people would be like, oh, I'm sorry, let me pull back. It's like, no, I'm like, I do feel like Lala was onto something about her having to do with her pageant background, not saying that everybody who's been in pageants behaves this way. But I do think that she does get into a competitive mode with women.
Yeah. Because truly, I would never, ever, if I was out with a friend and they found a guy cute at a bar, I wouldn't, and they were talking to that guy, I wouldn't then go, so it looks like you find him cute. Would you mind if I then swooped in? I wouldn't do that. It's just ridiculous. There are too many people in the world to then go, I want to get him. It's mine.
It's weird.
It's fucking weird.
It's fucking weird. But the problem for me is that I feel like it's all being lost on her because of the person who is delivering the message, which is Lala. And as much as I do not like Rachel and I don't condone anything she did, at the end of the day, Lala did sleep with Rachel's fiance when they were together. So it's like you have this person trying to lecture you that is kind of doing what she's saying you shouldn't do. It is hypocritical. Mm-hmm. I hate to, like, I don't want to give her anything, but like, mm-hmm. it was a bit hypocritical. And I think it goes back to, for
without any shred of irony within her, like without her going, I realize that I'm maybe not the one to say it. It's like, all you gotta do is throw that one line in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, just throw that one line in there, Lala.
That is, thank you. That's what that is exactly it. All Lala, I think the way that Lala approached that conversation was very judgy, especially given her history in with, you know, drinking and with infidelity. And I'm not even going to the Rand stuff. I'm talking specifically that she had sex with James. And she does like to be like, well, technically, you know, it was a new relationship. You guys did it.
Yeah. Did it. Just own it.
You did it. You guys don't care now because the other people, you guys aren't with those partners anymore. So you think it's like fine now to say it, but it's not. Like, it happened and it was wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if Lala had just thrown that line at like, I know I've done some of the things, and that's why I'm telling you this. So you don't make the same mistakes that I've made. Like, I've walked this road. I know this road.
That's all she needs to do is just give us that part.
Yeah. But she's just not doing like,
yeah,
that's what's making it hard for me with the Lala part of it.
So like, Lala shuts it down. She's like, look, she's been drinking. It's 3 a.m. So Rachel goes into her room and Katie's like, oh my God, shit, my stuff's in there.
Katie's giving me life in this episode. Yeah. She's like, I can't go in there.
Christina's like, do you want me to go get it? And Katie just goes, yeah.
I feel like she, like, Katie knows if she goes in that room, like, you know how drunk people are. She's going to be like, Katie.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm drunk too. I can't do this.
Yeah. So Christina, I was so confused when she opened that door and the room was all lit up. I was like, wait, what is happening? I thought like the room came like that.
I did too. I was like, okay, Paris Hotel.
Yeah. But no, she brought the galaxy light. I did see someone, I think, I can't remember who posted it. It was a Twitter thing. Because when Christina comes back and gives the things to Katie, she's like, okay, I went in there and there's music on and it's covered in lights. And Lala's like, okay, is she going to murder us tonight? Someone posted, is Lala seriously making fun of her for having music and lights to fall asleep? And then they posted a picture of her with the bottle.
I know. That's my thing. Like, and it's like, it's paining me to say, to like agree with Rachel at all, because I don't want to give that bitch anything. Sorry. Called her bitch because she is.
I'll bleep it out again.
But I was like, you guys are just, now you're picking at things. Like, she could have her freaking galaxy lights if she wants. Like, who cares? She's not hurting anyone. Like, you guys are, she's on a trip and she thought it would be fun to bring it. Like, who cares?
Yeah, and people
like,
have,
it wasn't a big deal.
People have anxieties and things about being away from home and whatever. Like, let people cope. Let people live. Let people do what they need to do.
Like, Kristen will flee in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Like,
thank
everybody's
you.
Different. Yeah. I think it started getting to a point where I started feeling like it was like Lala specifically was starting to get nitpicky. And that's again why I'm like, I don't want her. I wish she would step aside and stop being the, like the mouthpiece to teaching Rachel how to be like single or whatever she's trying to do, because she's just really not the best person for that.
Well, this is where Ariana leaving ruined the energy of the entire trip, because she's the bridge.
So true.
In that group. It's like without her there, Raquel really feels like a complete planet out of orbit.
It really doesn't make sense for Rachel to be there without Ariana.
She's just like, what am I doing?
She's not really friends with any of those three ladies. So it was like, and so that could have also played into her anxiety of being like, she's not really friends with them like that. Mm-hmm.
Ariana would have told them to chill out, and then she would have pulled Rachel, and like she would have helped Rachel warming up her food. She would have had no problem doing all that stuff because she's one of those types of people, as opposed to they don't tolerate that. But like Ariana will, and she's going to giggle and find it funny, but they don't do that. And so while they're talking shit, Rachel's listening by the door, which is sad. You know, that's a horrible feeling.
Yes. And that was something I talked about in my group chat. I was like, this is where she could have got empathy from me prior to Scandoval, where it's like, no, like, and granted, they didn't know she was listening. And you know that sometimes you talk shit with your friends. So it's like, they didn't mean for her to hear this, even though they are on camera. But they definitely didn't know she was listening. And I did feel bad, because it's like, that is like, you already are not comfortable with these people. And then you hear them making fun of you for like enjoying your evening too much.
Mm-hmm. But then Katie says, hide your kids, hide your boyfriend.
And that was funny.
Hide your boyfriend. It was foretelling.
It was. And it was funny. And she was right. And the thing is, again, I really did feel bad, because I don't like to hear – I don't want anybody's feelings to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
She's a person. And exactly. I did feel bad that she heard that.
Me too.
But then it quickly went away, because she's then does all of the things that they're saying. So it's like, why don't you prove to them – I mean, you don't have to prove anything to anybody, but like – But what you're definitely doing is proving that you are the person that they're talking about. So it's then I can't ultimately feel bad for you now that I know what I know.
She cries in her confessional and she's like, the last thing I expected was to be judged on getting drunk and having fun. And that's fair, because she's on a girl's trip.
Right.
But she's leaving out the part where she's like, why did I feel the need to go make out with someone that my friend was already flirting with and said that she was interested in? That's a big thing for me. I agree. I cannot like get that out of my head, because it's a very odd thing. We're watching something on, so it's very different when we watch something on TV, but like to be in real life with that, it's like, you did what? Like, to me, that is a bizarre personality trait. And they're letting it go. And I eventually we'll get to the part where when she exits and what she says when she leaves. But that was, it just, I think I have to maybe give a disclaimer. I'm not able to do like a super, like once we get to a certain part of this, I'm very triggered by her. And the way she handles.
Oh yeah, no.
The exit and all of that, like.
Same.
Okay. Like I just was like,
this part of the episode was the only part that I was like, it like her hearing that stuff was the only part that was like a little hard for me.
Yeah. No. I.
But I could see, I was like,
The way I experienced this episode was, it was like, this part was like, ooh, Lala, you're being too much. But then even when we get to the dinner, it's like, it kind of all starts, it goes, it's just so convoluted. There's so much nuance.
Yes.
That's like my new, trigger word.
Right. Okay. Ugh. Oh, I can't wait to get, okay, because okay.
So I am a big supplement gal. I have been for years. And when I tell people that, they're like, what should I be taking? And I'm like, I don't know. So I always refer them to Care Of. And the reason is because Care Of gives you a quiz. You take this in-depth short quiz and you get a personalized doctor-backed recommendation that covers the areas you need specific to yourself. It goes over your lifestyle and your health goals, like what are your eating habits? How often do you work out? Like just things that you, it comes up with what you need specifically. Like I may be not so great with the veggie intake, so I have a multivitamin and like an iron supplement because I lack that in my nutrition. And Care Of is a subscription service. So every month you get high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, powders, conveniently delivered right to you. Another really great thing is they come in these daily vitamin packs. And when I first got Care Of a while ago, I was like, wait, this is plastic. I don't want to have a bunch of plastic. No, no. These are plant-based compostable film. So you don't have to stress about your impact on the environment. And I think that's really cool. Each shipment comes with a very important pamphlet showing you exactly what your individual pack has. So in case anyone asks you, what do you take? Like I take a prebiotic for my gut and my immune health. I have a fish oil in here for my heart health. It's just, I've always been a supplement gal, and now you can too with Care Of. Another really fun thing is Care Of has an app so you can track your progress and like, oh, I'm feeling better today. Oh, whatever. And you earn points. You can get discounts and merch. And they have the best branding too. So the merch is cool. I love a good branding. I love that. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code SHESPEAKS50. One more time, guys. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code SHESPEAKS50. As you know, I love my cats, and when they are healthy, they're happy. And obviously, that makes me happy. But since I'm not a mind reader, even though I'm pretty convinced I can speak their language, I don't always know when they're healthy. So helping me know that my cats are healthy is just one reason I use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, so there's no more of that cat bathroom smell. Also, they're really lightweight. So if you've ever used traditional clumping litter, it can be really heavy. And yes, I've used the other lightweight clumping litter, but it doesn't work. Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes that mess and dust that you get when you scoop all up in your face. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help detect early signs of potential illness in my cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. I just took Tiger to the vet to get all of her labs done because she's a little overweight and I was worried there was some sort of thyroid problem. But no, she's just fat. But now I would have an answer for the vet because I wasn't using Pretty Litter at the time. And the vet was like, hey, how's her urine? I'm like, I don't know, but now I'd be able to tell them because Pretty Litter tracks if there's blood, if it's abnormal, if it's normal, etc. So thank you, Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter also ships free to my door in a small lightweight bag, and I never run out of it. And I don't have this huge container of litter just taking up space and stinking up my house. Pretty Litter helps keep my cat healthy and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20%. prettylitter.com/shespeaks. So the next day, the three girls talk and about Raquel, obviously, and Lala's confessional is, I've been the person that gets wasted and says the most out-of-pocket things, but I'm not judging her. I'm like, well, you are. But our journeys are not in alignment right now. I'm like, okay, I get what you're trying to say here, but you're judging her, Lala. You are. And this is sort of like the through line with Lala across the board. She's gotten sober, but she's like omitting. It's like she wants everyone just to forget everything she did.
Yeah.
And be like, now I'm a whole new person. It's like, okay, but let's, rather than pulling and using what you did do as like references, like, so when I was doing that, this is what I've learned.
Yeah.
It's more like, yeah, forget that. Forget I ever did that. That's old. That didn't happen.
Like, it's just like she thinks that it's like null and void now. She's like, Now I'm sober. So anything I did when I was drunk wasn't me. So we can't hold that against me.
And we don't even want to talk about it.
And that's not true.
You can't even bring it up.
Well, for her, and that's been a through line issue with the cast with Lala. That no one is ever allowed to bring up anything she's done. Yeah. Anything that's happening with her. Yeah. And then, but then she gets a cherry pick when she brings it up and use it in mm-hmm. her benefit. And it's unfair. So no one's allowed to talk about the fact that, like, the inconsistencies in your story with your development with Rand. Because it doesn't go with the narrative that your narrative now.
Yeah. So Rachel comes in, she admits, I'm embarrassed. I don't really remember what I said. And Katie's like, I'm relieved that you're embarrassed. And she's like, you said, you know, at least you don't have a man. And Lala clarifies, she's like, you don't feel that way, right? Because like, you, if you can't keep a man, then here I am. Because like, if you feel that way, I'm not your audience. I respect people's relationships.
See, that's the podcast.
Again, you're not going to say, but then she does reference. She does say, like, me hooking up drunkenly with James 6 years ago, I know that wasn't right. I'm like, maybe they edited out more of what she said. Maybe she said, and again, I want to say I'm so sorry for that. Maybe more was said.
This is what, where she loses me. Like,
I just want her to say, I'm not one to talk maybe about this because, okay, let me rewrite what I want her to say.
Okay.
This is what I want her to say.
Didn't come out correct.
This is what I want her to say. I want her to say, like, from what I've learned from the years that I was still drinking and I would disrespect, like when I disrespected your relationship with James, that haunts me. I hate that I did that. And I'm still so sorry for that. I don't want you to think that that's okay because I don't think that's okay. That would be better.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's the – if I feel like if Lala wants to be a part of this conversation, she has to take complete ownership because you're talking to the – you're not even – it's not even that you've done this. You're talking to the person that you did it to.
Yes, directly to the person.
And you expect her to give a damn about what you say?
That's just so funny. It's like, it doesn't even just anyone. It's literally the person that was in the relationship that you disrespected.
You're like, I'm gonna give you a scolding about disrespecting relationships. I disrespected yours. We're not gonna talk about that. But she's not going to receive any of it.
Katie's the only one that can really talk here.
That's why I said in my group chat, Lala needed to take a back seat in this conversation because she's incapable of taking ownership. So that's fine. Take a back seat. And Katie needed to be the person that led the conversation. Because Katie is the only person here that has not cheated and is the person that Raquel directly hurt. And has the only leg to stand on in this conversation.
Yep.
Kristen Cannelly is just there. But No one knows why Christina Kelly is there.
I know. Christina is not giving.
Not giving at all. Giving exactly what she gave third season.
Giving exactly what we expected. So thank you, Christina.
Sorry. I know that's Katie's BFF, but.
Yeah. Sorry. Katie, you're giving everything.
Though. Katie, you're giving everything.
Katie, if you're listening, we love you.
We do.
Justice for Katie for all the years.
Yeah.
For all the years. I'm just going to say that for all the years.
I will die on that hill. Like, guys, people
change.
People change. And also, we're allowed to look at old situations with a new set of eyes.
Yes.
Like, okay. That, I think Scandoval has taught us that.
Yeah. All right. So they leave for Havasu. They get in the car. Meanwhile, back in LA, there's a little stylist moment over at Schwartz's house. And of course, Sheena's there.
She's so annoying. Like, I'm back to that.
Okay, wait, hold on. I don't think I told you this. This is when I did the Patreon episode with Bravo and Botox. When Sheena had Lala and Kristen on, Lala and Kristen have been against the Toms and against Raquel this whole time, right?
Yes.
But it's very funny that now that all this has come out, Sheena's like kind of trying to act like she's been on the correct side this whole time.
Oh, I know. That's so Sheena, right?
So Lala says, because they bring up something about the show, and Lala says, like, she's like, I'm not going to lie, I like fast forward through all the Tom scenes. And Sheena kind of giggles, and I'm like, I would like to point out that Sheena's in a lot of the Tom scenes. Okay?
Yeah.
Sheena.
Yeah, like she's
proudly Team Tom. She says it even.
Those were the only people who were willing to film with her. So yeah, and she made Schwartz her storyline. So that would be why. That's weird. Schwartz is her storyline. We don't know anything else about her this season besides Schwartz. Her quest to make Schwartz a whole person again, like that. Okay.
Yeah, oh right, good point. Her little project.
Yeah.
Her little prompt to get Schwartz back.
It's weird. It's getting a little weird for me.
He mentions Joe at one point because the stylist wants to throw a shirt out. And he's like, oh, my friend Joe would like that. She's got a funky style. So a lot of people have pointed this out about Schwartz. If Schwartz doesn't want to be honest about what's going on in his life, a.k.a. Joe, he should be demoted. Friend of. That's the rule.
Yeah. I agree.
That's the rule, buddy. If you think you can keep your private life off the show, just like it happened to Lala when she didn't want to talk about Rand, she was demoted. So, bye, buddy. All right, back in the car, Christina, I love this. She's like, Katie, it was kind of sad. Your mom, when she was talking about you and Schwartz, it almost sounded like she had a little hope still for you and Tom. And then Katie's like, well, yeah, he spent like every holiday with the family for the last decade. I'm like, Raquel.
Like, are you listening, Rach?
Do you hear that?
Like,
Jesus.
This isn't a game, honey. Like, this isn't like fun. Like, these are real people's lives. It's very complicated and you're inserting yourself into it. So are you, buckle up.
Jesus. Okay. So back at Schwartz's, Sheena is like, I'm not in enough scenes, so I have to figure out a way to make myself a part of this. So
she's like,
well, Katie's having a good time because she's doing a whole divorce party. And Schwartz is like pretending. He's like, oh, but don't call it a divorce. Oh, don't call it a divorce. I'm like so uncomfortable with that. Whatever. I'm like,
again, shut up. I'm just really annoyed that Sheena feels the need to tell Schwartz everything Katie is doing. It's very odd to me that she is always breaking news, Schwartz. This is what Katie's up to today. Like, it's like, why do you feel the need to report everything? There's a reason. It's not like Katie is going to do this divorce weekend and is like, I don't know if she was posting on social media or if she was like, so I'm not going to say for sure, but. Doesn't seem like she was trying to flaunt it in Schwartz's face again. Like, I feel like she was like, I'm going to have this fun weekend. And it was not to be mean to Schwartz. I feel like that's how Sheena's trying to paint it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, well, she's having her fun. So why don't you have a fun guys' night divorce thing? And he's like, okay, but I don't want to get a hooker. And she's like, what?
I actually laughed at that. I was like, hold on. I draw a line at a hooker.
I feel like, he's like, or do I?
Yeah, he's like, are you gonna? Yeah,
he's like, don't get a hooker.
Yeah, wink, wink.
Okay. Anywho, back in the car, this was telling, and it did make me really think a little bit. I'm actually a little okay. I'll get into it. Yeah. Christina asks about Raquel and the breakup with James and like how that went, and Raquel tells a story about how there was a big blow up on Thanksgiving with the family. And then on the car ride home, he was saying some really ugly things about how her dad is miserable because he's married to a fat bitch. And she then says that she was going to leave him when he went to London, pack up and leave a note. To me, that sounds like how you leave an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of freaked me out. I think she was a lot more traumatized in that relationship than we have been.
I know we joke that James is like a great character on the show, but I do not, I have never thought he was a good person. And it's so telling that he said this, and he's sober, by the way. So this isn't him drunkenly saying this. He's saying it with a sober, clear mind, these things. And again, I'm being so much more empathetic than I wanted to be to Rachel this episode, but facts are facts, you know? And what he did is disgusting. And what he said to her and said about her family was disgusting. And nobody should be in an abusive relationship. They were not good together. They were toxic. He was toxic. So that was hard to hear.
And now it makes me feel like Sandoval really took advantage of her in like a low point.
Yes. And I don't think that excuses what she did.
No.
But I have felt from the beginning that Sandoval was the aggressor in the pursuit of this.
Ugh.
And I think that she, like, in her apology statement when she was saying she needs to evaluate why she feels she has, like, an addiction to love, and I think that is real. And I think it does come from her relationship with James and probably past things in her life. But again, she has to still be accountable for what she did. That doesn't take away all of what she's done or absolve her of her wrongdoings towards Ariana and the rest of the group.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. And she doesn't seem remorseful. And she went and filed a false police report, honestly.
Yeah.
She did.
So
she filed a false police report.
Like, I don't want people to think that we're like trying to absolve her of anything, but you can still hold her accountable with also trying to figure out what led her to this, I think.
I think this also proves that we're not just picking on Rachel. We're not heartless. Like, we see how she's a human being.
Yeah, she's a person.
Yeah,
she's a person.
She's a person. But now then she goes into how she's like, you know, I'm single now. People ask, like, who am I? And I don't know who I am, and starts crying, which leads to a panic attack. They pull over and she has a panic attack.
Do you think that panic attack was everything that she was saying it was, or do you think it's layered?
I think it was alcohol. I think it was a hangover.
You think it was just a hangover?
I mean, it was emotional, but I think it was
alcohol-induced.
I think it, like, she was on this trip. She woke up from like a blackout, basically, and like as she was crying, it, like, she kind of like revved her up more, but
yeah,
suddenly she like couldn't catch her breath.
I was thinking if she was actually having the affair with Sandoval before this, it could be like all of them talking about like the relationship and who she is, and like it could be a layered thing of like she already knows she's kind of been crossing lines.
It's totally possible.
Like, I was wondering if that was in there.
Like, it sounded like this. It seemed like the Sunday Scaries to me.
Okay.
because it wasn't until Lala was like, you're probably replaying what happened last night. You were funny. You were cute. You enjoyed yourself. And then she was able to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know?
Waking up from a, like, when you feel like you've really embarrassed yourself from a drunken night is
hard.
Anxiety. On a trip,
you got to get in the car with them.
Ooh. That's happened to me before.
Yeah,
not me too. An anxiety attack, but like when you have to, I had to be on a whole tiny plane with my friends after having a complete meltdown in Colombia.
Yes, I love that Colombia story. Love the Colombia story. You want to tell it again?
No, that wasn't even that was Bali.
You have another one?
I think I'm the Kristen Doty of trips. I'm better now. I think my friends would say I'm better. I've grown. I was young.
Well, see how much we all can change.
Yeah, like honestly, though, it's true. And I think that's why I kind of like, I am not the same person I was when I was in my 20s. I was wild and I was crazy and I was the wild, like, the, you know what I mean?
I think probably that's probably why I am I go so hard supporting Katie now, because it's me forgiving myself. It's
yeah.
Me.
I'm like, forgive
this
me.
Is me forgiving me. It's me I going, know. I forgive you, Emily, because I was hard on Katie for years. Years. I was like, Katie's just mean. She's just nasty. I was that person and I'm forgiving myself. So yeah. Yes. When people say sometimes I'm biased, Bravo and Botox actually was the one who said this, and I love it. She goes, people will accuse me of being biased. And she's like, I am, because I'm a person and I am biased.
Yeah,
and I was like,
of course.
Oh, okay. Yes. So yes, in this case, I am biased. I am forgiving myself.
Yeah. But that, isn't that the amazing thing about life? You're supposed to learn lessons and you're supposed to grow from them. And yes. I like to think that I was lucky that I had friends that were
forgave you,
forgave me and actually laughed about it but you know what it is? I always took accountability for it the next day.
That's the difference with everything. I always felt bad after.
I always felt bad and they knew I felt bad. Don't piss me off. And they're like waiting for Pia to do her little apology tour. And I did. And I had to eat crow. And one of the Columbia one was, I think the Columbia one was the last straw where I was like, I don't think I have one more chance.
This was it.
This was it. This was it. I'm just more cognizant now of my triggers when I'm abroad. And
because it's hard to travel. That reminds me, I need to get my fucking passport renewed. It just expired.
And I know what, like, if I'm drinking, what triggers me. Like, I feel, if I feel like you're making fun of me or like, or feel ganged up on, I go wild. So the initial teasing and then how I responded to it isn't justified.
There we go. See? All right. I was dying, though, that Lala was getting it wrong. She was like, breathe in through your mouth, out through your nose. And she was getting it wrong. So Katie, as they were leaving, she's like, breathe in through your toes, out through the top of your head.
Katie was killing it this episode.
Of course she was, because Katie is doing the damn thing.
That's why I'm like, guys, Angela Bassett did the thing. So did Katie. I just this is a PSA. I'm after this I will not bring it up. Maybe I will. But everyone, please. Let Katie be a different person. Like,
yes,
stop
please.
Judging her from when she was 24 or something?
Yes.
From like 2013. Guys, remember, 2013, let's put this in perspective. 2013, Katie, to 2023, Katie. Please just let her be able to have grown. And also remember, she's now in a different place and that she is now no longer with Schwartz. So she is it's different. So give her the opportunity to show you who she is currently today.
Mm-hmm.
Just try.
Yeah. And that's kind of why with Sheena, I still give her so much hell because she doesn't seem to have grown.
Yeah, I don't see any progression. That's, I think that is why I get so frustrated and annoyed with Sheena. And I maybe it seems like I pick on her because she doesn't seem like she's had any growth. And it's like, people could be like, well, why can't you apply the same things that you're with Katie that to Sheena? She hasn't earned it. She hasn't shown me anything different. I wasn't giving Katie this last season because I didn't feel like I saw it. I see it this season. I've seen it right off the bat, and there's been so many different examples and situations that have proven to me that she's grown. It's take this whole Rachel stuff. Mm-hmm. Old Katie would have never given her the grace that she's given her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sheena is still doing things and tricks that she did in season one, season two, season three, season four.
Danny Pellegrino even brought up when he was like, she did the same thing in season six where she tried to hook up Brittany with Adam, but then at the reunion was like, I did not. What? No, I didn't.
Yes, and I will like to say I did point that out. It's, I don't know which podcast that was because we were covering two seasons, so I feel good that I was on it. Like, I was thinking, like, Danny Pellegrino.
Well, we're always on the right side.
Right. Like,
we already know.
This is Sheena's MO, and I, you know, even with this coming out, I do think Sheena was played, but Sheena played into what we're seeing.
And that's – did you hear what Katie said about Sheena?
Yes.
And how she's like, yes, I do think there was an element of her getting played, but she still got her hands dirty.
Yeah, and I think that we need to remember that because now what Sheena's trying to do, and I knew she would, is rewrite history. Like, now, oh no, look at me. Like, I was the victim. Yes, you got played, but you were very happy to play the game. She kind of reminds me of Teddy. Like, with the whole...
Oh, with the puppy gate.
Like, Teddy was very happy to set Dorit up until her hand got bitten. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, no. Like, Lisa played me. Lisa played me. No, you got caught. And you were like, you never were like, you would have completely gone along with the Dorit plan had everything gone the way you thought. So it's like... If this Scandoval thing didn't come out, she would have still continued to be on this, like, Katie is the one who caused me to do this. And now she's kind of flipping it to Rachel. So that's why I'm mad.
Someone sent me a text as we were recording just now, and it was a post.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, God, is there more that's coming out? Jesus.
Hold on. Let me – I have to, like – figure out exactly what they're showing me here. Okay. So remember how Jamie, Sheena's friend Jamie on her podcast revealed that there was that video of Tom and Rachel talking that they were recording and doing like the funny voiceover of, which ended up being not great.
Yeah.
She says that, the requests for this video are absurd. The show has it. So stay tuned. At Evolution USA, give the people what they want. Oh my so, God. Yeah. So just.
I mean, that is a video I would like to see.
Yeah, totally. So lots of requests for this. You may see it.
I don't even know why I didn't think that, of course, that video is going to get leaked. Not leaked, but like.
Well, so she's the only one who had it. So she submitted. She gave it to Evolution.
So do they own the rights to it, or if they don't play it, can she still play it?
I don't know.
That's what my question is. It's like, did she sell it to them?
It looks like she – so it looks like she – I missed it. I missed her stories, but it looks like she posted in her stories a DMs that said – someone said, will you post the video of the two of them talking now that it's all out? And she wrote, the show has it, and I signed a release, so stay tuned. Just disappointed my funny voiceover will probably be muted, so I just look like a stalker, but the comedic portion would no longer be appropriate to play, so I get it. The world needs to hear the voiceover at some point. Well, okay. Because in case you guys missed it, when she was recording it, her and another friend were doing like funny voiceovers to like when you do those like funny lip sync stuff or funny, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So they're like being perspective of what they think that the conversation is going, like Yeah, it was a funny little voiceover.
But they are probably going to mute that. So anyway, that was sent
to me.
Yeah,
they're definitely going to mute that.
It's possible. It's possible that they will release it. Okay. Cool. Anywho, we'll keep going. I am going to skip. They get to Havasu. The Tom Toms go. The Tom Tom. They go into Tom. The okay.
The Toms. The Toms. The Toms. The Tom Tom Tom. The shorts and the Sandies.
The Toms go into Tom Tom and they talk about divesting from Tom Tom. Sandoval doesn't want to do it because he's like, if shorts and Sandy's flops, then we have nothing. Well, that was a smart idea because after all this came out, things might be going down not so great.
Yeah.
James comes in, they're like, hey, we're gonna do guys night, but only Sheena will be there. And James is like, great, because Allie does not want me to be around Rachel anymore. And there was a never before scene.
Ooh, I didn't see that. Oh
yeah, there was never before scene, and it was at the lunch with James's mom. Mm-hmm. It turns out James's mom met Allie on the set of something. I guess I don't know what they were acting or something.
Was it on You? Because wasn't...
No.
Okay, because didn't someone find... she was an extra on You on season two?
She was?
Who,
Allie?
No.
James's mom?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure someone... it was like the wedding scene of between... the main character and his wife. I forget their names right now. Joe and Love.
Oh, funny. No. So then they must have been extras on this. This was, so I'll play it.
Crazy part is I actually met you first.
I know.
Right?
Isn't that like insane?
When did we film?
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Hollywood. We spent like 12 hours together.
We hung out all day.
And I loved you. Yeah. And I remember saying, if my son was not spoken for, I'd be dialing that phone, setting you up on a date.
I love little stories in life like that. It makes everything seem like it's all in the stars.
It's connected. And it's,
yeah.
You're in alignment.
Yeah.
We have ourselves.
What's up?
Or did she say, I know that that's freaking James's mom and we're definitely freaking making this happen.
Possible.
But I love that twist on it, though. That was a more positive twist, the way
that's
she said it.
Much more positive twist, yeah. Okay, dinner time. The girls go to dinner. So Raquel says to Charlie, she's like, you should have seen me last night. Actually, I'm glad you didn't see me last night. And Charlie's like, what do you mean? The way they did this part, though, I was like, okay, guys, like, chill the fuck out. Yeah, this is how I experienced it, because Lala's like, no, it was a rare gift. When Raquel drinks, she completely turns into a different person. Katie's like, it's like the Hulk. And I was like, okay, wait. Guys, what are we doing? And Christina, because Charlie's like, I mean, I kind of do too, though. And Christina's like, this is different, though. This isn't like the normal, like, oh, you're fun. I was like, okay. Lala's like, yeah, liability. Guys.
I was like, I felt like I was missing a chunk of the time at the house or something, because I felt like we squashed this in the car after the panic attack.
Yeah. I'm like, didn't we just tell her she was cool?
That's like, I didn't understand the whole, it felt like they were bringing it up. It felt like they never had that car talk and that like breaking down of what happened, because then this scene would make sense to me. So that was where, again, I was like, I hate how much I'm giving to Rachel in this episode, but I didn't understand why we were talking about it again.
I didn't at all. The way they're talking about it. I'm like, you just said you were fun, you were fine, we're cool. And now we're like, okay.
It just kind of goes to show, I feel like Lala does not like Rachel. And she's having a real hard time trying to pretend.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. So Charlie's like, what's the vibe of that place? Talking about Vanderpump Paris. What's the vibe? Did you guys like meet? Were the servers cool? Like, did you meet any hostesses? And then it's like super awkward, which that's Rachel's fault. That's no one else's fault but hers at yeah. this point. Now that's her fault.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's like, I got weird. She's like, well, yeah, I met one of them. And they finally were like, well, a little kissy kissy. And then Rachel shows Oliver and Rachel's like, yeah, Lala was into him too. And then Charlie goes, and then you swooped. And Lala's like, no, I mean, I said it was okay. That's fine. And Lala then is like, she tells Charlie what happened in the room. And for me, personally, this was my experience. I was extremely disappointed in Charlie. Personally, I was. I did not like that Charlie was like, so what it sounds like is someone didn't get chosen and is a little bit bitter. I was like, nope, that's actually not what happened, Charlie. I get you know, it. You're defending your friend.
Right.
That was my experience.
I was disappointed in Charlie too, but I was trying to think about it from Charlie's perspective, and that's how yeah. I felt. But once I started thinking about it from Charlie's perspective, I don't know if she's ever really liked Lala. So
she
again,
hasn't.
Right. She is really good friends with Rachel at this time. I'm not surprised if I that's going to be how she felt. She wasn't there. So I actually feel like if she was there, she might have not felt like that, because we've seen her talk to Rachel and be actually I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, like objective.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it. The way that I feel like the way they're retelling it to her is not really showing exactly the nuance of what happened. And it does sound like they're just being haters at this point. So I'm trying to give her a little grace on that, especially since I know how Charlie has reacted to what Rachel did now. I just don't think that she, and even maybe I'm interested to hear how she felt about it now watching it back. Like if she would have been like, oh.
She posted something.
Oh, she did? What did she post?
This is where I didn't like her delivery. I didn't like this side of Charlie where she gets like bitchy like this and super, this is where I get kind of triggered. I don't like this. I don't like the tone. I don't like the energy of it. I don't like it. Like,
yeah,
I'm not saying I like the way Lala's handling. This is where I'm like, oh, this is how you are.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't care if you feel like you're being bullied or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being bullied at this point. And this is your confessional. So this is how you're handling. If this is how Charlie acts, I don't like it. Period.
Okay.
Charlie says, oh, wow, would these conversations go differently now? I hate when people aren't honest. To be honest, I feel incredibly silly on some things. Obvi, knowing what I know now, I can take the accountability on my end always. But what I won't apologize for is always being a good and honest girl's girl, even if I look dumb for believing someone. I pride myself always on being a good friend, especially to the women around me. I'm only responsible for my words and actions if they ever hurt anyone. We were probably gonna have different experiences.
Yeah.
I didn't like Charlie's delivery. I thought, like, I don't like that side of her. I like when she is standing up for what's right, but she doesn't need to put someone down in the process. It just was a side of her I didn't enjoy at all. Especially
With the apartment mansion to apartment thing. You're talking about that?
Like the way she did this. I didn't like, so what it sounds like, she sounds like a fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah. No, she's
this
again,
whole
I,
delivery of it. I didn't like any of it.
I didn't love Charlie. I'm not saying I did in this moment. I really didn't. But I guess I was just like giving her one of those like she was going hard for her friend because she like no one else was. And I'm sure Rachel was texting her saying they're talking about me and being mean. So she came in with that.
The table is one thing. Her confessional.
Oh, yes. No, the confessionals to me. No, I actually felt the confessionals to me were what I really didn't like, because I was like, that's petty.
That's what I'm saying. At the table is a little different, but it's the energy she has in her confessional.
Yeah.
It was just so much mean girl energy coming off everybody, and I was like,
"Yes, this episode was a lot of mean girl energy."
Yeah, so from everyone. Much. Yeah,
except for my girl Katie.
Except for Katie.
Katie deserved every dig she'd get. She dug.
Yeah. So Charlie is like, I'm sorry, but I'm actually kind of happy that Raquel had some confidence, stood up for herself. And Lala's like, no, that should never be anything for a woman to be proud of. And Charlie's confessional is, I don't know who made Lala the spokesperson of women. This is fair, because why are you the spokesperson of women, Lala?
Yeah.
But we need to find a new president manager. And then she's like, talk about how you went from a mansion to an apartment. I just don't want to celebrate this shit. This is where I just struggled. I struggled so much with this whole scene, because I was like, I don't want anyone putting anyone else down at this point. I don't want any of you doing this. I don't want any of you like tearing one person down in order to like build the other friend up. Like,
and I think
we're going backwards.
And you know what it is? And then that's, again, going, even putting Sheena into this, it's like, that's my issue. Everybody is like, everyone has picked a side, picked a team, and they're all going at each other with everything they have in the most terrible way.
Yeah. Yes. And Charlie, again, it's like Raquel's finding her voice. And Lala's like, that's how you do it?
Finding your voice at the expense of others, to me, is never okay.
Just, I'm over that bullshit. Like, she's finding her voice. It's like, okay, guys, can we stop? When you put it in that, like, very simplistic of terms. But then Raquel tries. She kind of fucks up at first. She's like, if anybody should be on edge about you being with their man, I'm like, finish it. If you're going to say it, you have to finish it. Because Lala's like, and? Like, I was scared. I'm like, please have a follow-up. Because if you're going to start this, you've got to.
I know. I'm like,
oh, please go. And finally she goes, you slept with James. And for me, when Lala said, you got to get over it, baby. You got to get over it. I went, You just told her, like, I don't know the exact timeline, but like maybe a month ago. It's not like Raquel knew about it 6 years ago and has had 6 years to get over it.
Right.
She just found out about it. It's a fresh wound. Raquel's like, you slept with my man. And Lala goes, I was drinking. Okay. I'm circling back to what I said back then. Part of the steps, if she thought that was her making an amends, that's not how you do it. That's not the fourth step. You don't do it like that. You don't just go, okay, so I would like to tell you right now on camera in front of Katie, and it's not an apology. I'm just going to say, like, I slept with James. Are we cool?
No.
That's not how you do it. And so then Raquel says, I was drinking too, which proves that Lala didn't properly make an amends. That wasn't how you make an amends. Because if you make an amends, anyone who's in AA right now is screaming, agreed, agreed, because it's not. So, but from Lala's stories she posted last night, there was something that they left out. This was the clip. So when Raquel says, I was drinking too, this was the follow-up.
Thing that was said that obviously didn't make it in. I say to Raquel, you're talking about 6 years ago. And I was drinking. And she says, and I was drinking, Lala. And I said, well, if you're going to compare your actions to my actions, and I'm an alcoholic and I got sober due to my actions, you should probably look into your drinking. She then says, cheers to ginger ale. When I'm drinking ginger ale. She was drinking ginger ale that night, not because she was looking into her drinking, but because, you know, she was hungover. What happened in the car was an episode of the Sunday Scaries. Been there a million times.
Anywho, then Lala's like, need I remind you, you just tried to make out with Schwartzy. Facts. Charlie does also remind her, like, you did just tell her, though, about the James make out. So, like, you should give her a little bit of time to process that, and you've given her none.
I agree. See, that's why Lala loses me a little bit, because it's like you are being hypocritical in the fact that you would like Rachel to have empathy and understanding towards Katie and her situation, but yet you're giving her, not giving her the same grace. And I'm saying, I almost feel like Lala is making it worse for Katie to reach Rachel, because she keeps inserting herself in it, and it's making Rachel not being able to get the message, because all she hears is a person telling her that she needs to give this woman grace while she goes through her divorce with Schwartz, but yet I'm supposed to be okay with what you did to me, and it's essentially the same thing. I'm just to get over it. So why can't – then for her, in her head, it's like, well, then why can't Katie just get over it? Mm-hmm. That is kind – logistically, if we want to follow Lala's, like, rants, that is what she's telling her. She doesn't even realize she's doing it. So that's why I need Lala to kind of take five steps back.
Because
she's not in a place to completely take accountability for her actions. So I don't think she should be anywhere near these conversations, because I think she's actually making it worse. It's not her – by the way, I'm not saying – this is not Lala's fault.
No.
But I do not think she is making the situation better.
No. No. Lala goes, I felt offended for anyone in a relationship, in reference to what Raquel said the night before. And Raquel goes, I feel like Lala is being a hypocrite. And Katie then pops in. She's like, why is she being a hypocrite? And when, okay, now we're switching gears again for me. She goes, she was shamed for sleeping with a guy who, to your knowledge, was separated. And I'm like, oh, now we're talking about Rand?
I know. I think she should have just left the Rand aspect out of it.
Talk about James, that's fine. But the Rand thing, and I know this is a highly debated topic. I do believe Lala when she says she thought Rand was separated. I do. I believe that he made her believe he was separated, and she's like, okay, I believe you. I do believe that.
I believe that too. More so because the current, or the ex-wife and her are cool. So I feel like they've had a shared experience of probably Randall doing this, and we don't we don't even know how they got together. So they might have this shared experience that we don't know about, and that's how they were able to be able to make amends.
That's what I'm saying is forward. Now
I think that it was a real mistake for her to pivot towards Rand.
Real mistake, real error, real because it's like bad move.
When I feel like I can kind of get with Rachel's logic, she then just goes on this detour to Crazy Town, and I'm like, you are making it hard for me to empathize with you, because you just then say some dumb shit.
Exactly.
And I, to a point where I don't even care if these people rip you apart.
Yeah, because
it's getting like, too much.
Lala's like, what are you getting at with this? She's like, you slept with a married man, Lala. And Katie goes, and you tried to sleep with a still married man. And Raquel goes, literally entertained the idea. See. Do you hear yourself?
I would have been so annoyed in this whole conversation.
And Katie gets choked up because she's so angry/sad. She's like, I've been very, very gracious. I could literally light your ass on fire for what you've done. And then she goes, okay, I didn't make out with Schwartz. And I'm so glad that Lala goes, stop taking credit for not making out with Schwartz. Yeah, the only reason it didn't happen is because he didn't make out with you. Like, that's exactly my problem here with Rachel. Stop taking credit like you were like, you know what, I can't. You would have.
Exactly. She would have. Yeah, that was the best point Lala made the entire trip, actually. That was the most clear, concise point she made. And if you take five steps back and just interject at right times, your point comes across very clearly.
Yes.
Let Katie lead. You interject here and there. Don't lead, though. Don't lead.
So Raquel goes, you slept with a married man if you break it down. Lala's like, I don't need you to break it down, which is true. She doesn't need you to break it down. What are you doing? She, like, this is where you lose me. Now I'm lost. Now I'm mad. Now I'm annoyed. Now I'm fucking, this is disrespectful.
It is.
This is fucking disrespectful from what she's gone through. Now you don't need to do that. What are you talking about? What do you want to semantic her for?
And you don't even, and the thing is, you aren't friends with Lala, so you really don't even know the depths of this situation. You actually only know a surface part of it, probably the same amount that we do.
It's like she's taking headlines. It's like she's taking headlines and like spouting the matter.
Yeah.
Fucking rude. Oh, I need to calm down. Breathe. Okay.
See, this is my... I just, Rachel doesn't make it easy to love her. Like, she just, the way that she's so callous and cold and just drops things is just, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
She has no social etiquette. Yes. At all.
She's like, people were calling you a mistress. Why do you think that is? He was married. So Lala leaves the table and she says the word mistress in her confessional. She's like, the word mistress is a trigger. And when she's when she explains why, I was like, oh, damn, good point.
Yeah.
She's like, I've had to wear that. Randall's never had to answer for it. He's never had to defend himself because it's true. The word mistress is so misogynistic. There's no word for the man.
Yeah.
Adulterer, maybe.
Yeah, adulterer, cheater. But it's like, it's
not the same. There's a word for it.
Mistress. Because it goes back to, like, even biblical times, I feel like. It's like always the scarlet letter for adulterer. Like, it's always like, the man is never shunned.
Mm-hmm. It's always on the woman.
Exactly.
Even though she was the one who was lied to. It was his mistake, his lies, but she's the one who's shunned. And it does. And there's Rachel like, see, you. And now knowing what we fucking know, it's like you had the nerve.
Yeah.
So Christina and Katie leave the table. Katie's crying as she walks away. And there's Charlie like high-fiving. And I know that it's, you know, like, she's proud of herself because that's Charlie's brand. Charlie's brand on this show has been to be like proudly against the group.
Yeah.
And standing up to them, which we've all loved and applauded for sure. And she she's proud for standing up for her friend. Mm-hmm. But I do still think that it's like you're hearing her say that she tried to make out with Schwartz and you're not, I don't know. I was disappointed.
I was disappointed. I wholeheartedly disappointed with Charlie in this.
Yeah.
Happy she's reflected on it. And
yeah.
And is
she had no choice.
She didn't have a choice. But I think she does a better job at like owning it than Lala. I would say.
Yeah. And well, Lala is like high and mighty.
Right? But yeah, no, I'm hoping – I'm glad that Charlie and Katie have a separate friendship. So I'm hoping that we'll see more of that because I feel like I just don't – I actually really don't like the dynamics of like Sheena, Rachel, and Charlie together. I think that they kind of feed into that energy that you don't like.
Very much so. Raquel – Sheena's like hanging out with Brock and Summer Moon.
That is – okay, by the way –
cute ass
Summer
kid.
Moon.
I want to squeeze
her. Is the cutest.
Cutest little kid.
Little thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no. Fucking adorable. Want to squeeze
they
her
made
cheeks.
A cute baby.
Yeah, I want to like she's one of those kids you want to she's like a cartoon.
She looks like the little girl from Monsters Inc.
Boo.
Yeah. She looks so freaking cute.
Yeah, they made a real cute kid. But Sheena gets like a text from Rachel. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, there's nowhere I'd rather be than here with my family. And she's like, yay, I'm Team Tom. The irony. Just the irony.
She's so mad she's not. She was
always on the
trip.
Wrong side of history. Lala, Katie, and Christina complain about like, this is like the next day. They're like, this was supposed to be about you, Katie. It's supposed to be fun. But then they're like, they complain. They're like, did you hear them last night? And then they flash back to the night before. And it's just Charlie and Raquel, like in cowboy outfits. And they go, I guess they went like karaokeing, just the two of them. I mean, I'm not going to fault them for that. What else were they going to do? No one wanted to hang out with them. They were out. They might as well go do something.
So, okay, this is where I always have. This is what I was feeling like was going to be an issue for me with Christina Kelly's return. She's never been fun.
Ever.
So I really don't even know, like, I was fine with her coming back once I saw it was more to be a support system for Katie, who felt like she had no one in the group. So I was like, fine. But she's boring. And I'm sorry, if I was on a girls trip, I'm going out. And I love karaoke, so.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not hating on them for that. But anywho, Raquel and Charlie talk and they're like, we're going to leave. This is lame. We're going to go. So they go up, they pack up their stuff and they go and tell. This is a hard scene.
Oh, God. It was so.
This is a really fucking hard scene. Okay. So she's like, okay, so I packed up all my stuff. And I don't feel comfortable being here. It was a mistake for me to come on this trip. We are going to go meet up with Sheena and Schwartz at the Mondrian.
I don't know if she thought saying that would absolve her once they found out that's what she did. She was like, I'm just going to be upfront with you guys because it seems like that's what you need from me. That's what I'll be doing. No apologies.
Yeah. And so Christina's like, okay, that makes sense. And then Charlie's like, what does that mean, Christina? She isn't going to go fucking Tom. I'm like, well. Mm-hmm. And then Lala's like, well, it depends on how much she has to drink. Okay. And again, I don't like Charlie's confessional. She's like, she makes some really, I don't like the way she mocks Christina. She's like, I'm surprised Christina has something to say without Katie's dick in her mouth. And then she's like, oh, whatever you want. I'll say whatever you want, Katie. I'm like, I don't like any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of it at all. And then Lala goes, I think it's good that you leave. And Raquel, the way she becomes like a different person when she talks. She goes,
I know.
Lala, you gave me the green light with Oliver. And Lala's like, this is not about Oliver. This is about you calling me a mistress again. And Raquel's like, and she's like, we're good. We're done here. And Raquel goes, I think you're just a little bit angry because Oliver did choose me over you. Okay. Like, at the end of the day, if he wanted to take you out on the dance floor, he would have done that. I know that's all I needed to say, so. And she fucking walks out.
She's so delusional.
That, like, I don't know why that hurt my feelings and pissed me off so much. The layers of anger I felt, like, so you think that that's what this is about because that's all that matters to you.
It's winning and it so
men, it's male attention. That's all that matters to you.
Yes. And it ugh. And so in that moment, she yes. proved them right.
Exactly.
Just with saying that. You proved to them that is who you are and who you always have been, apparently, now that we know about Scandoval.
Just disgusting.
I was really mad too because it was so like, oh my God, you're so clueless. You really think that this is what anybody's thinking about Oliver? By the way, Oliver would have made out with anybody at that table. I guaranteed. But that's besides the point. Honey, like, you're not comprehending the severity of all the things that you guys have talked about this weekend. And you're reducing it to Oliver wanted me and you're mad. That's not what happened.
And if he wanted to take you on the dance floor, he would have. But he picked me.
Yeah. And it's like.
No,
it's,
actually, she 100% would have got him if she tried
if
harder.
She didn't even try a little.
So gross.
She has a real issue. She really does need help.
Ugh. It was so upsetting.
She really needs help.
It changed the whole thing. It was like, never mind. It was up until this point, there was all this like, maybe, oh my God, I feel kind of, okay, never mind. So you proved them right.
You proved them right.
Fine. And then Charlie, fuck that lip balm girl. Don't bring her anywhere with that dry ass hair. Charlie, whatever. Got, like, okay, done. And Lala and Christina are like, Charlie's part of the problem. So reevaluate that friendship. So they go on a boat, like for a lake party. And there are these like funny looking dudes on the boat next to them who get wasted. And they have like the little boat party moment that lasts for a little bit of time. So they try to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But back at Schwartz and Sandy's, poor Ariana, she is a wreck. She's trying her best to like pull it together, but putting down a dog that many years is so hard.
Ugh.
They do a tasting. It turns out, I know, I've worked with the chef Frankie.
Oh, you have?
I worked with him at a place called Free Play.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Is he good?
Yes. He actually wasn't like the chef at the time. He was one of like the mm-hmm. like underneath, it was like a big chef, Chef Timothy Hollingsworth, and then the sous chef, and then Frankie was underneath. But I'm happy he's got this opportunity. But unfortunately, it's Schwartz and Sandy's, and that's, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Greg seems to like the food. So Sandoval's like, I'm hoping that we can get open earlier and not have to take money out of Tom Tom. Like, why is this guy like holding the place up so much? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, back in Havasu, they did the Schwartz pinata. I completely forgot about the green pants line when he's like, so much for sex on vacation. And she's like, okay, green pants. I forgot about that line.
I did too, actually. Put that on a shirt.
That's good. Inside is tequila, condoms, and a vibrator or vibrators.
Tequila take Katie.
Yeah. Katie is, it's sweet because Lala's like, you know, I know it's like, oh, you're happy it's over, but is there anything you miss? And she starts crying. I fully started crying when she's like, yeah, he was my best friend, but I couldn't stay with my best friend. You know, I just needed more. And she's like, this is why when I ask people for support, you know, and like not to get involved, it's because it's hard. I was fully crying, like fully crying. Anywho. Now we get to guys' night. I did not finish taking notes on guys' night. As you can see, it says need notes. I did not finish taking notes on guys' night. I don't remember why I needed notes.
It says Shame's confessional needs notes.
Is it? I feel like it was just because it was funny.
I don't remember what he said, but I know he was like, God damn. Like, I just told. I feel like it was ending on his confessional. Well, no, it wasn't.
No, because they still go to the bar. So Sheena loves being the only girl at this guy's night. Oh, my God. Because
she's a guy's guy. She's a guy.
I'm one of the guys. I feel like Brock didn't know what his line was. He's like, yeah, I couldn't leave her, you know, when the girls ditched her. And they're like, Sheena planned it. He's like, oh, wait, was that not the line? I don't know. She forgot to tell me what my line was. Like, Sheena planned it, so. Sheena, of course, makes fun of Katie. Like, Katie has no friends. That's why, like, on her girls' trip, there's only, like, three people. It's like, well, Ariana had to leave because of her dog. And, no, Rachel and Charlie are not cool. So, yeah, you can keep them.
And let's also point out that, yeah, like, Ariana, like, I mean, I know she's grieving her dog, but, like, she didn't go to this guy's night. She could have. Like, there was no need for – I mean, Sheena could go. I get she's the one who put it together, but, like – Rachel and Charlie showing up is unnecessary.
Exactly. It's unnecessary. So Lala called James to tell him that she went off on his ex. Oh, I remember what it was now. It was James's confessional was like, it was like about alphas, you know, and it was alpha, like, you know, going
piss off the alpha.
Piss off the alpha. Like, he just understands dynamics so
yeah,
well.
He was like, yeah, I already knew that wasn't going to be like, because he was like, I knew if Rachel said one thing that Lala didn't like, she was going to go off.
Yep.
And that is exactly
what happened, yes. Although she said many things.
She said many things, but like Lala was looking for a reason to like go off on her.
Yes. The girls go to some country bar, and why is Christina not drinking at all on the trip? I think
she's pregnant during that time.
Oh.
That's what I heard. She's
ordering this club soda. I'm like, why are you not drinking?
She was pregnant.
No wonder it's not that fun.
Yeah, well, then stay the fuck home. I didn't ask you to be on TV.
Yeah, damn it.
Sorry, Katie.
Even if she, even if she wasn't drinking, Christina's not the like most wild one of all.
She was never like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm like, because we're recapping season three, so I'm referencing that. Like, she would go out with them, but she was always so composed. I always felt like she did not make sense for these hurricane of people. I didn't even know why she was in their friend group, because she is so much more reserved, which is not a bad thing, but she just is not that, like, it's just like you have crazy Kristen at the time, Tequila Katie, like crazy Schroeder. And then Christina Kelly just being very quiet.
And being like, you all are nuts.
Yeah. I guess you have to have a quiet friend.
Isn't it interesting that Lala's type are these big, tall black guys, and she was with Randall all those years?
I don't know. Like, it's like weird a little bit. I feel like she's like.
It's to me, it's odd.
It's a little.
It's a little fetishy.
I was trying not to say it, but that's how I said that word. With Sean, it's like I felt fetishy.
It's a bit fetishized.
It's like she's like when, I'm like single
Heather,
and I'm.
It's like when Heather Gay does it on Salt Lake City. It's like, I love black eyes. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know? It's a little bit.
I'm not. Okay. I don't want to like get into a whole. Like, I'm not assassinating Lala's character here when I say that.
That's probably her type. She finds them attractive.
Yes. Like. I'm not getting into that, so please don't come at me in the comments. Like, I do not, like, we're not, this is not.
No, we want her to get laid.
Get laid.
Yeah. The guy that she's interested in barely talks. Doesn't ask her any questions about her at all. He just, like, sits there. She's like, where do you live? He's like, I live in Palm Springs. She's like, okay. I live in West Hollywood. He's like, okay. He's like, do you ever go there? He's like, yeah. She's like, okay. He's so boring.
I kind of feel bad for Lala because she's keeps trying to find people and no one is like.
It just shows you how few good guys there are out there.
I mean, Jesus, the first guy she went on the date with, like, not listening to her at all.
Horrendous human being. My God.
She's like, she has a suspicion something is not correct in this situation. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm not getting myself anywhere near this. And I think that's actually why she stopped. She's like, separated is a little too close to being married for me, and I can't do that again. Like,
I feel like she even picked up on it too. She's like, are you still with your wife? He's like, pause. Separated.
She's I think she had some intuition with Oliver about his situation not being as completely honest as he was presenting it. So I'm happy she did actually not. She wasn't the one that make out with Oliver, because she would. That scarlet A that she wears would have just been her. Like, see, she just goes after married men. And I'm so happy it wasn't her.
Such a good point.
She dodged that bullet.
Such a good point. Guys night. Why is Schwartz even bothering to act like he doesn't want to get wasted?
I know.
He's like, guys, don't do that. I'm like, okay. But Raquel and Charlie arrive, and it's funny that it's meant to be like a cliffhanger for Schwartz and Raquel. Like, ooh, what are they going to do? But now we're like, well, we know.
And did you see Tom's face? They panned to him.
Sandoval's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Tom Sandoval's face when Raquel and Schwartz. Yeah.
He lit up,
but it also looked like it was tense. Like, he's like, but I also don't want too much to happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like a very layered response facially. Especially knowing what we know now. I probably wouldn't have picked up on that had we not known. I just would have thought he was like, yeah, do it. But now I'm like, I also see a twink of like, don't do too much, because that's my girl.
Ew.
I know. It's disgusting.
Oh.
I know. Ah.
Well, that's the end of this one. All right, guys. This is a good long episode for you.
Oh, yeah. This is a long one. Well, you know, it's hard not. So the episodes itself, I feel like the recaps aren't that long, but because of all of the information that keeps coming on a day-to-day basis, it's like, how can you can't even like get to the episode without like having to climb through all of the mess of this scandal. Like, it's insane. And I cannot believe more information keeps coming out every day. Like,
I know.
I would like when it first dropped, I said, oh, this will be it.
I'm happy that it's a collective feeling that everyone's exhausted. And it's not just me. I thought I was just the degenerate that was wasting my time and life.
No,
focusing on it.
I was happy that my For You page started to go back to other things. Cause as much as I was like really like I was a troll. I was like in a dark hole. I was
I felt like I was in a hole too.
But I'm like, it got to a point where I was like, now if I do see a video, it's a lot of the information that people are making videos are redundant now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I fucking know this.
Also, I think part of why it's halted a bit is because they did start filming and productions. Yeah. Like, we can't, like, it's all story. So we can't release too much more because it's part of the show.
Yeah.
So, and like, save it for the reunion, guys.
Again, I just think if anyone's going to Zoom, it should be Sheena.
100%.
If Rachel does Zoom, I need to know an explanation of why they chose to have her do it instead of Sheena. And because the only explanation would be is that they said that they would have Sheena do it, but Rachel's like, no, I would just prefer to Zoom. And she was refusing to be in person. And I need her to admit that.
Can she refuse? It's like,
I think if she refuses, then she should be fired. And the thing is, I don't think that she should be fired from the show because of the scandal. I think she should be fired from the show.
Breach of contract.
Yeah. If she's willing to do the crime and not pay, like, that's the whole point of the show. You do shit. You go to the reunion and you talk about it. You don't get to sit it out because it got a little too hard. It got a little too real. Mm-hmm. I know people are going to say, but Lisa Vanderpump. I give Lisa Vanderpump a pass because she was also, she shouldn't have done the season. She should have sat the whole fucking season out. Her mom and brother died in the same year. She shouldn't have been there at all. Mm-hmm. That is the only saving. I would have been mad at Lisa if it wasn't for that. But no. You have to come. And if you don't come, or if they can find out that you did this whole restraining order so you didn't have to come, you need to be fired.
Yeah, that it feels like that restraining order was exactly what we predicted, a loophole to get out of the fucking reunion.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't want to, because it's like, am I going to waste my time watching you next season for you not to show up again? I'm not doing that. You're not going to get to collect a check and not have my questions goddamn answered at the end of the season.
Like, I want to feel your presence in the room with them. I want to feel that tension. I want to feel it.
Yeah. And this is no – I want Sheena to be in the room too. That's I would love all of them to be in the room. She's Absolutely. Making it where it can't happen.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I feel like Sheena should be the person to Zoom because she doesn't – she's not going to – The whole season is about Rachel, regardless if this came out. And now on top, the cherry on top of that is the scandal. So she's completely everything. If she's not there, then what's the point of the reunion? There's none.
Damn it. None. That's it. Okay, people.
And you better hear us.
Oh, when Danny Pellegrino asked,
I know, I was
Andy
so happy.
Was like, Andy was like, we got it.
It's like, you we better got it. It.
And I got it.
But that's why it was so happy. It was like in person because it's like, yeah, it's like, we know you got it. Like saying she's going to be on Zoom, but do you got
but
it?
But do you, because. Because
that's not what we want. We need to be very clear with you.
In person.
I don't trust Andy. You got it. I don't do you. You've not got it before.
He's not a producer on Vanderpump Rules anymore, though. So he has no pull. Yeah, no, he just does the reunions. He doesn't have pull. He does not have pull.
Who
on the show.
That's what, do I need to contact?
Yeah. Kiki's probably. I'm gonna reach out. Well, I'll make some
help.
I'll message some people.
I want help.
Message some people. Anywho, okay, guys, we should do a goodbye then. At least a goodbye, a joint goodbye.
Okay,
guys. Love you, mean it.
Bye. Oh, wait, I didn't do good. Oh, fuck.
Okay, let's try it again. Try it again. Okay, let's both say love you, mean it. We'll go, love you, mean it. Bye. All ready? Okay, guys.
Love you, mean it. You changed the rhythm, Emily. That is not how you just said it.
Okay, I'll go love you, mean it. We'll both do bye. Okay, ready?
But say bye right. You can't just be like which way are you going to say it? Say bye. Say the bye.
Bye.
Bye. Don't fucking change it.
Well, we can both say bye different just to say it together. Say it together. Okay. Okay, guys. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, would you mind leaving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you are listening? If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget there's the super thanks option down at the bottom, the little button with the dollar sign and the heart. And also I'm on buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo if you want to buy me a little coffee or two or five. And my Patreon, that is where I'm covering all of the classic Bravo jams. If you want to follow me over there and subscribe, link is in the description. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. And whoever the guest was for today, all their information is always in the episode description. So if you want to follow them and check them out, check there for the info. And any of the sponsor codes that I mentioned in this episode will also be in the description. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, Troy and Kelly here, and we are the hosts of Beyond the Blinds podcast, where you'll get all your celebrity gossip needs.
We'll take you beyond the celebrity blinds and dive deeper into the dark side of Hollywood.
This podcast is full of scandal, intrigue, and gossip surrounding your favorite celebrities.
Listen now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't be rotted.